Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Remember, I stole it. Oh, so you're burgling. That's fine. You can't say, I got an adventure, because then they're like...
No, no, my grandmother died. That's the fifth grandmother you've had.
Well, my mom slept around, okay?
you mean
your great-grandmother?
I will take one around?
Whichever.
All right, you'll take
grandmother.
But leave them alone.
Yeah, there's grandmothers on both sides.
Well, no, technically those would be great-aunts.
What?
No, if your dad gets married to, like, seven different people...
Okay.
Each of those moms had a mom.
Yes.
Okay.
You sure? Anywho. So, he will...
Believe me.
He will... They'll take the girl.
All right. All in favor of us being screwed by the GM?
You're in favor of it?
No.
Okay, well, if you're in favor of it,
I'm going to be saying that Andre is going to be doing that.
Yeah, it happens. Is it pancake time?
Yes, you guys have reached the halfway point. This would be a good time to take a break and get ready for our food.
Okay.
Here's a message from our sponsor.
All right,
and we're going to come back and roleplay while Jess is cooking in the kitchen like a good woman.
I will kill you.
I know who's not getting any
and
tonight.
And you just ostracized 5 of our listeners.
I have 5 listeners? Oh my goodness. I'm so happy.
Now you have 0.
Now I've got 0.
Yeah, wait. Well,
that's how many people pay attention to this game anyway.
Alright.
I'm paying attention.
Sorry, who are you?
and the defense mechanisms come out. Okay.
What I do, though, you have to admit. The only time I don't is when I'm in the bathroom peeing.
And our bathroom is small enough, you might be able to hear us anyway.
I can hear, but it sounds like, and then I hear everybody's voices together at once. Kind of like that.
How's it for Jacob? This is bright. Get Jacob here, you stupid phone.
So, I don't know which role playing, or DM kind of went away.
Hold on, I'm playing in the battle map.
Oh, you're role playing?
Yeah.
Alright, so. Well. Since you guys will.
Are we not? Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, I thought you paused it.
Yeah, me too.
I unpaused it.
I didn't know you unpaused it.
Yeah.
Like, ask! People have heard your dark inner secrets. That's what you get for telling them.
They know I have an iPhone.
They know I listen while I pee.
Alright. So, you'll all, of course, go your respective ways. When, Tyler.
Jessica fills the house with gas and we'll all soon explode.
Hold on.
You guys, Tyler, you get a letter from John.
Oh.
The NPC who's been AWOL for the past, months.
Well, our old contact?
Yeah.
Your old lieutenant?
Oh, our old leader, yeah.
Lieutenant.
You crack it open, you check it for traps, you...
Well,
check it for traps.
How about I'll detect magic? That's my detect.
There is faint illusion magic.
I cast read magic and open it up.
Okay, you cast read magic. Because you cast read magic, there's text there.
Cool. What do you do? Illusionary script?
Something like that.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Illumination.
Basically like Invisible Script.
Okay.
I did not join the game at this point.
Huh?
I have no clue who John is.
Hold on. Oh, he was our first contact.
Yeah, I wasn't in the game at the time.
You were here for Crazy Beard, weren't you?
He was here when you guys were abducted, so yes, he knows who John is.
Oh. John is the guy with
the guy who always wore his mask with either painting or playing guitar.
What's
this happening? Oh, did it have no text before?
Oh, yeah, when you open it up before you cast Reach Magic or something like that, there was no text.
Well, I cast it and then open it, but...
Yeah, there's text there.
The reason why I did that is in case it was...
Explosive Rune?
Yeah, and I just didn't find it earlier.
You're going to want to get the group together and discuss. The guards are going to meet the Night Guard.
What?
I'm alive. Sign John.
Okay.
The guards are going to meet the
We didn't doubt that he would.
Turn someone in.
How did John know?
Don't ask questions.
Oh, wait, why is John...
This is going to be huge news!
Oh, yeah.
How would John not know?
No. What I mean is...
We're spreading rumors that we did it!
Okay.
We're trying to have people know.
But would he say, meet the Night Guard? Or, like, come to arrest the Night Guard?
Meet.
I think they're actually trying to meet us.
Okay, that's what I needed. That's what I was
thinking.
Is anyone from the text?
That is what I told you what it said.
I think they're probably trying to meet us.
The first question while that is, what the crap are you doing? We've been trying to arrest you, now you're turning people in for us?
Well, anyways, I'll go get the group, I guess.
You go and grab the group and head towards the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And there's indeed a contingent of guards there.
Well, you don't want to talk first?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sorry.
Wait, is this the same day, or have we had a couple of days?
No, this is the same day. This has been hours. So, yes. I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. Discuss?
What do we discuss? No. I have nothing to discuss.
What the fuck are we going to do?
I'm going to go say hello. I say we send Tana and the ghoul up first, and the rest of us don't show up and see what happens.
I know Jessica's opinion. She just doesn't want to go. I think her god forbids it.
See, this is why... Never mind.
This is the reason you're married to a devil.
Yeah. This is why I don't like the gods. Wait, this is why I also am in trouble.
Anyways, so...
Radaborn will protect me.
Yeah, we probably won't be ready to run away.
All right.
Protect me.
As we move up, I'm ready to cast lunch.
So, maybe we want to
bring your wife
on various angles so we can all run in different directions if necessary.
They might use that as a, oh shoot, they're coming at us.
Oh.
What if they were trying to just meet us, and if we come at them like that, they might...
We're not coming at them, we're just like from the street over here, one person. They're just going to be like, what the crap are you guys doing? There's like 40 of us, we all have magical items, armor.
I don't think they'll be worried.
Yeah. I'm all for the approaching it from different angles.
So am I.
Beyond that,
I'm fine for actually being there when they get there.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Well, I don't think we're gonna beat them there.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you think, crazy person who's going to disagree with everything that's going on right now?
We can subdue you and blindfold you if you don't know what's going on.
No.
Want to go. That's perfectly acceptable.
That's because I shouldn't.
Well, why don't you not go, so in case this is a trap, at least one of us survives.
Yes. Good idea.
I like that idea.
Hey,
I'll tell you where
James
I keep my money
on.
So you can res me later. I just came from there, so I suppose I'll head back home.
Yes, so we're going to go there now. You guys want to do anything else?
We should set up the Coliseum in case they decide to...
I don't think we have time.
Yeah. Call ahead. Hey, whatever the name of the janitor dude is.
Carson.
Carson?
We'd like to order a few traps.
Also your manager.
Set us up a nice trap room so that in case the guard attack us, we can run.
A trap that we don't know about.
Run into a trapped area with no exit. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't be able to get in, but we won't be able to get out.
After a little while, up will walk Lieutenant Pearsall with a contingent of 5 police.
Lieutenant
Pearsall. He's a fiendish Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Lieutenant, you changed.
Not people waiting there, or what's going on?
No, they arrive.
Oh, okay, so there were 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not worried then. We can.
Yeah, they're not here to arrest us, I don't think.
Well, they could try.
Well, if they knew he was going to be...
Pearsall's level 20.
Hey, he kind of waves you over and flips his coin. And...
Yeah.
So, we checked out your lead.
Uh-huh.
It was clean.
What do you mean?
The building was not... Was nothing...
No, clean. your facts checked.
Oh, okay.
I was like, she was clean? What?
She was clean. Aw.
Okay. Good.
Why are you doing it? Nightgar have a pretty nasty reputation.
That's why?
Talk to him.
To me.
Why does the vigilante fight crime?
Why shouldn't we? It's for the good of the city. I mean, it's illegal.
Your history's a bit dark.
It's misportrayed.
Sometimes,
I have a comment on that. The city doesn't want to portray us very well.
Sometimes you have to sink
the
to their level.
There's a difference between city and what I've heard. I don't read the newspaper for a very good reason.
Damn. Smart man.
Sometimes you can't always follow the law to get the man you need to get.
Wow.
You just totally said that to a guard.
Yep.
He strikes a heroic pose. Then they'll
dismiss. So,
we're trying to help the city. We figured this would work.
We're trying to help the city.
To help the city, we need people to actually think of us as decent human beings. Well, I'm a human.
Ah, PR. Got it. I see it now.
You don't know us.
You don't understand me.
We're not totally predictable like that.
All right. I see where you're coming from. Want popular support behind you, so if something goes wrong, you can count on the populace to back you up.
We're not totally planning on overthrowing you.
No.
Actually, probably not.
We're not going to overthrow him.
No, we're not going to overthrow him. But
all right.
Where is it?
Well, the girl checks out. I made.
What do you want to know? So we answered your question in an indirect manner.
All right. Curiosity. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
My turn.
Okay.
Where'd you find out she was a cultist?
I'm not at the.
We have keen ears.
Names of the people I speak with.
Bullshit.
Actually, I'm not.
What? I got keen ears.
That information was pretty damn secret.
We have.
Actually, no, it wasn't. They figured it out while talking around the people.
It's what we do.
The cult is fairly open towards...
So you guys have been snooting around gold, right?
We've been gathering... We got a list of 5 more people that we're going to do some investigations on.
Where'd you get that? Oh, sorry. Your turn.
Are you actually going to assist us in doing this?
I'm not going to stop you, which is what a lot of my peers want me to do. So, I guess you can call that assistance if you want.
We get the job.
Blocking people from stopping us will count that. It's more than what...
I can't stop everyone.
It's more than what some people have given.
I'm just a lieutenant.
The support we've gotten in the past.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, we're going to help you. Oh, hey, you're weak now. We're going to kill you before we finish helping you.
Yeah, that ain't working.
I've heard of your history. If I remember correctly, you guys were the ones that took out the Staves and the Stabs.
No, the Stabs took themselves
out. Yeah,
and
a whole... And a lot of other gangs during the shattering.
Yeah, we had to restore order.
That was, mm-hmm. Not beneficial to anyone. And then we had crazies in the middle. That was always fun.
Yeah.
Okay. My question. Who are the other 5?
We can't give you those names.
I agree with him.
Yeah. If we give him those names, he's going to take some. We need to take down all five of them.
I think there are five individuals we have referenced out on the rim. Mm-hmm. Outside, I believe, your jurisdiction.
Are all five of the remaining people on the rim right now?
Oh, yeah. All of them are on the rim.
Okay.
So we're going to...
Jurisdiction's bullshit.
Just covering the bases.
We can't get
PR. And being a smartass doesn't work with me.
We can't get PR if we give their names to you and you take them.
Okay, so it definitely is PR.
Yeah, good call there.
Smack!
Alright, your turn.
Why do you want the names?
Want to see if there's anyone else in a conspiracy.
No.
Do I recognize any of the names?
No. None of the normal names.
Can I do a local?
What do you mean none of the normal names?
If they were code names or anything like that, you've got no clue.
There's only two of them that might be, and one of them that is a potential. Pretty sure the Lich and the Mummy.
31.
31? Nothing smacks you of weird.
No one really famous. That we can tell.
Yours. Trust me, I got a long list.
I don't have any other questions at the moment.
Yeah, ask your next one. We'll save it. Can you have an actual question? Or are you just making noise?
I'm making noise.
The funds that the priest Arwen got building his temple up in Temple District.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd they come from?
Godly intervention.
Godly intervention.
Okay. We had a friendly encounter with a god.
The only priest.
That was completely true. What? You gave me money for it.
It's true.
Gave him money after, actually.
It's just a little bit of bending of time. That's we already experienced some bending, so I mean.
Let's do that again.
It's a white lie.
It's still a lie.
Yeah, but it's a white
lie. Well, it's not a lie. It's a bending of the truth, which is still
a game
question.
Sure.
What do the people not like Rhydaborn?
He's a demigod. Imagine in Judeo-Christian religion, say instead of being dedicated to God or Jesus or anything like that, since that's what we're most
common. It's the temple of St. Peter.
Yeah. You only do St. Peter. It's kind of the, well, okay, you know, you're not weird, but... Well, you are weird, it's just not... You're not a heretic, so I'll burn you type of thing.
Okay.
55.
The great Rhydaborn blessed us with the funds.
Okay, so... You just luckily managed to fall upon lots of money.
Well, it was actually a crashing ship that crashed down, and there was gold there.
Such is the power of Rhydaborn.
It was just luck that I found it.
Bless his name.
Okay.
He's an avid follower.
Yes. That means you're Ricardo.
That could be surmised.
Okay.
You take ranks and profession in priest, so that way you can actually...
I'm guessing you guys know who I am.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Okay. So. Let's see. Are you actually there, Alec?
Yeah, I just had nothing to say.
Okay.
What's your guys' current stance with the Brotherhood?
Which one?
The Brotherhood.
The real one?
Of fighters.
Friendly. Multiple levels.
I'd say revered. I would say revered.
Maybe exalted.
Strain.
Maybe.
Friendly.
Some members are...
We have 1 point into exalted. We haven't got the rest of 99.
Rumor has it you guys are set up in the Coliseum.
Can't confirm or deny that.
Making sure.
So, let me get this straight. By saying can't confirm or deny that, you just totally confirmed it.
No, because now when he's going to ask, we're going to say the same thing. It's going to be all totally wrong.
Okay.
You came and met us at the Coliseum. Out of game, of course.
What other questions you got?
Don't mind me asking. I'm guessing you guys probably won't answer. You guys know Drow. Name's Vol.
I know a lot of drow, actually. It's kind of a common thing.
Really?
In my profession.
I only know, like, three, four.
Oh, so you're asking your question now? He's been...
Well, one of my, like, five.
We saved up.
He's been, active.
The mage.
Wait, was he the mage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
He's the number two.
Oh, he's the one I pissed off.
Yes. He's the one who's mad at us.
Me, specifically.
But us in general.
Okay, but that should tell him the answer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What should tell him the answer?
I said I can't say anything.
Oh.
All right. There's a guy down around the sky docks. Codename Captain. I assume you guys know him, considering your history runs long with him. Rumor has it that he's got a massive smuggling operation that's going to be moving something unhealthy in. Now, what I'm getting is you guys don't talk about guild business. So, here's what I'm going to ask you. If you happen to wind up on the docks, and if you manage to figure out what the unhealthy shipment is, then I might be able to offer you more protection than just not doing anything.
It's unhealthy, and we don't want it either.
Yeah. Depending on what kind of unhealthy it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Good to know.
Plague?
I doubt the captain would be dealing in plague.
Where'd you
fucking go? Unless he suddenly became leprous.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Death to the living! Are the five here with you trustable?
Grand apothecary.
Trustworthy. These are my men. I handpicked them. We, we're as close to adventures as legal. Which brings up another question. I'm going to assume you're not adventurers, correct?
No,
of course not.
We're all citizens of the city, and we don't...
I'm not at liberty to say.
You are concerned citizens.
I have a wife.
Concerned citizens.
I took a vacation to the surface. Does that make me an adventurer? There were some nice ski resorts there.
I got married down on the surface.
You do? On the same day. In the same hour.
I think you won on that one. On the surface? About 200 years ago.
I was born on the city, as far as I know.
I don't delve into my past, because I don't know.
So what are you doing to actually help the city?
What I can.
What I came.
I'm sure you've seen the state. I'm sure you've helped it at its current state.
More than you know.
Take care of it.
Oh.
It was worse before.
What?
Are we going to be in trouble because we turned in a very
high standing... We're waiting for the court to find out on that.
But yes.
We won't be in trouble legally. We'll be in trouble with the family. And, yeah.
Anyone they hire with their money?
There is somebody that you know of that you are unable to affect. We are not willing to harm any innocents, but we can assist.
Thanks for the offer, bud. Staying a good guy is a hard enough job.
That's a very slippery slope, Stephen.
Hey.
Very slippery slope. I hunt people down. It's what I do.
Hey. Yeah, no direct helping.
We just happened to, you know, stumble across something.
Alright. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you concerned citizens deal with your remaining five people. I know they're out on the rim. About it. I'll leave it there.
Good.
You can count on us.
Okay. I'll count on you to do something.
Mm-hmm. So should we capture some more of these lives?
Now, do you require the bodies whole or...
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for PR, which Ricardo confirmed that you were, you'll want to get them to me. If you want them to stay alive.
No problem. Three of them.
If you want them to fall down in the bathtub several times, take them to any other guard post.
What if they're really technically dead?
Six times in a row.
What if they're technically dead already?
Are talking about undead?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Isn't there a mummy?
Yes.
That was said earlier, by the way. I don't think Andre heard it. It was said in character, actually.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, if he let it slip his mind, that's fine, but...
The stance on undead is they, of course, have to be destroyed.
Of course.
Rim or elsewise.
Alright.
Everyone looked over at Ricardo.
I did not. I
interesting.
Switched places with someone. Her. Him. Rather.
Kinda he looks you up and down for a little bit and kinda goes.
So we'll be off on our way. I gotta get home to my wife.
Do you have any other questions?
None that you're going to answer.
You have to get home to your wife.
Well, we'll be off then.
It was a pleasure seeing you all.
It was a pleasure seeing you all without drawing swords.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Too bad you wound up killing a bunch of my guys at the last sting.
Well, yeah, sting. I'm trying to cut back on that.
Can't do what we do if we're in jail getting, you know, slipping in the shower a lot.
Look who's ordering before you attack next time. I'll see you gents later. And ma'ams.
Ma'am, there's only one. Oh, I guess Saphira, yeah.
This is a man.
I don't consider you a woman. My character's not attracted to you in any way.
So he and his guards leave. You know, the other five behind were just kind of... They at this point, they've actually been looking at the Colosseum, and it looks like they've been kind of scouting it, is the best term to put it.
Yeah.
It's not like they couldn't just walk in anyway and find out what they needed to know.
Yep. Anyways, I leave. Kay. See you guys later.
Go home.
Let's meet this place tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we need to talk.
I need a Band-Aid, and then I'm going to go... Wait, can my wife use Band-Aids?
Your wife can do a lot of things.
I'm going to go to my wife and let her take care
will
of me.
Will my wife take care of me?
Yes, your wife will take care of you in an actual loving way.
Oh.
My sister goes, I'm going to heal that up.
You're not going to like it.
It's the most painful healing possible.
It's a healing dagger.
It does a D4, but it does a cure moderate.
It's enchanted, plus one, cure light wounds upon a hit. So, it does D4 plus one, and then heals a D8 plus one.
Ow! Oh! Ooh, that one actually hurt.
So, oh, she crit!
Damage is 5.
Well, technically... No, critical, I guess that doesn't...
Criticals would multiply the healing in this case.
It does. Oh, it does?
Well, unless it's energy, then it wouldn't.
It's positive energy.
So it wouldn't multiply. Unless you got bursting.
Ooh,
healing burst dagger. Does anyone actually have heal? I do need a Band-Aid.
I'm eating.
What?
I'm eating.
Yes.
I don't have to waste potion. No offense.
Okay. Well, you guys will head back to your abodes.
I succeed.
Yeah. Next wonderful day, the sun will rise.
Meeting with Jessica involved.
Huh?
I called a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Where? Colosseum?
Yep. Somebody in coffee
should
go get there.
I worked there, so you find me.
Colosseum sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Right.
Really, I don't think so now that they know that it's our base of operations.
Whatever.
It's not like they could sneak in.
I guess.
So, you guys are in Jessica's office. Crowded into the chairs that there are.
Since this is medieval, this is medieval style turkey leg.
I'll buy a scroll of some sort on the way there. I know what spell it is.
They're
in
every
Ren
Fair.
I know.
I get one every time I go to the Ren Fest.
Did you ever finish them?
I do.
Me and Ryan usually share.
Oh.
All right. Well, you guys are in the office.
The scroll is the silence, but not silence, Andre.
All right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Of silence.
Yeah.
So yes, we have problems.
What did you guys do?
We didn't do anything. The guard questioned us.
He seems
we, of course, never answered any questions in regards to the guild.
He seems more than willing to help us.
Well, that's good.
I'm not dead. Does that tell you the truth?
I'm not in jail.
I'm not dead.
No, I'm talking about my tattoo.
It wouldn't affect me either way.
But anyways, the guard gave us a tip about the captain. He's evidently pulling in something, what do you say, dangerous?
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy. From a smuggling operation.
I don't think I much like the captain.
They said they'd be able to protect us more if we were able to, what do you say, procure it?
Or tell them what
it is. Investigate.
Investigate what it is. I don't like the idea because it's going against the guild. Unless it's not going against the guild.
I think we need to find out what it is.
In which case, it would be detrimental to the guild to become on the city, and then it's not against the guild. Because remember, under our orders, we're to keep the guild in its current state. And if this is against that, then you're allowed to help us.
Up in the heavens, the princess seems sitting there kind of going,
wow, that makes sense, I guess.
Well, he handled a lot of technicality.
Let's see what happens.
No matter he's what,
they're going
we
control
out. Is, but then we decide yes. what we do.
Control S. If things go bad, they'll hit Control L. I'll load the quick save before this.
You mean F5?
I was going for the Control Alt Smite, but
it's
F5. Control Alt Smite.
Oh, I didn't like that. F9. All right, let's see what happens again.
Alt F4.
F9. Control Delete. Damn it!
City crashes.
Okay. Alt tab.
Ended their world, which is
city fall. That's alt tab. He's looking at a different area now.
So,
yeah. So, what do you guys want to do?
We should find out what it is, no matter what. But then we decide on what we do.
I agree. Let's do that.
Do you agree, Jessica?
If it is considered unhealthy, I suppose it's okay. Steven. I will not take any direct actions with the guard.
Well, the guard aren't going to be involved. We're going to investigate on it.
Steven,
but
make
isn't
two
it
checks.
Our right to know what it happens. Is since we're in the same guild?
What?
Isn't it our right to know?
No.
No.
I could have lots of secrets if
one
to guild.
The docks are in...
Copper.
Wait,
copper.
The captain's the one so who goes to plus go four? To the Coliseum?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, he was the one who made ha! Us go to the...
I barely make it 25 as on his one. Easily make the
yes,
other.
Yes, he's our...
Okay.
I'll
he's
use
the guy
gold
who
to make it then.
Ended up making you
what? I'll use gold to make it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's that guy.
That's
I don't
blame
him for it, but whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Alright, so between the two of you, you'll find that the shipment is indeed coming in tomorrow.
Okay. Let me find out what it is.
No.
I got a natural one.
Dang. We have to go find it to find out what it is.
Does this combat situation is natural matter
no.
just fail?
Natural ones only matter on the rim. Because that means it has different ramifications.
Hey, right,
succeed. The last natural one got me a kick-ass sword.
How? Oh.
I got a Bane Undead's longsword.
True. Because
we killed them.
I got another good information
actually.
To find out anything more.
It is guarded by a group of outsiders. Non-city.
Oh, so like, not like...
Okay.
Just no. Like people from outside city.
Yeah, non-city dwellers. That's who's crewing the ship.
Is there anything more I could find?
No.
So how do we want to find out what it is?
Well, I know this is a stupid suggestion, but I have to bring it to the table anyways. We could all just ask.
I think that'd be a bad idea.
Oh, I know it is, but that's something that has to be brought to the table eventually.
We could get this crew member from the ship really, really drunk.
I think it would be awesome if we got overland flying, flew out to the ship, snuck on, and figured out what it is that way.
That would be fun.
I would enjoy that.
You guys could fly out and meet it.
I think that would be awesome.
Let's do that.
How much does Overland
Is Crazy Beard still
third level spell.
Active?
Crazy Beard is still active and still crazy.
We should talk to him.
We should, like, message Crazy Beard saying we got a shipment we want to raid.
Is there the last guy that came to save me and Storm
You guys do, if he is within 24 miles of the city... You can just get a simple Whispering Wind spell, which is a second level wizard spell, and that will contact him with a single sentence. Or, if you want, you could get a Qual's Feather message token, which costs something like 75 gold, and it travels 150 miles, delivering, once again, a short message. But it's only, like, a sentence. 16 words, if I remember correctly.
I say we send him the quill, tell him where the target, if we can figure out where the target's coming in at, and say we'll meet him there.
But how are we meeting on the boat?
Flying.
Okay.
And then we need lots of feather falls in case the ship goes against the thing.
You guys still are located between the, moving from Sauron towards Alamania.
Okay, so if we follow it beyond that.
Remember, it's a mile and a half in a day, and it's been maybe about 6 days, if that.
So we can actually walk back to the village.
Hi, guys! So,
you guys make about 36 miles a day.
Try to find out which direction the shipment's coming from. Are we able to do that, Andre, or is it just pointless to roll for that?
You really wouldn't be able to know which direction it's coming in from, but since that's kind of the point, I will have included that in Lieutenant Pearsall's spiel.
Okay. Because we don't know where it's coming from, we're kind of like...
Because this will be an awesome raid, especially if we can get crazy beard.
So...
Crazy!
Could you look up exactly how many words we get with the feather
thing? We could do two of them if they're only 75.
Send them right after...
How much your... He gets the wrong ones first.
Hey, if we're...
50.
Potions of feather fall,
50.
Okay, I'm probably going to buy a couple potions of feather.
Jessica, if we're stealing from people that are guarding an item that's being shipped to the guild, is that okay?
It's not yet to the guild.
If they're not part of the guild, it's fine.
That's why.
Yes!
That's why I was asking if we could steal from them. Okay.
Cure moderates are 250.
By the way, early on, higher level potions are not worth the money. I don't think.
But the thing is, fighters can cast those spells now.
Yes,
it is actually 300 gold.
What, the Quell's Feather token?
How long is it?
A short message.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Watch it be Crazy Beard, like, we're gonna come raid your ship. And he's like, okay. Awesome.
So,
no, because he said outsiders, not from the city, which would mean not Crazy Beard. A lot.
Is he from the city?
Well, I don't know if he's from the city, but he works within the city, so I don't think that
counts. We need to send him a message saying, hey, Crazy Beard, this is the Night Guard, we have a shipment we need to raid, here's its location, we'll meet you there at this time.
We'd love to meet you there, we'll share the loot, but we need the crate that's aboard.
I will limit you to 24 words, you guys figure that out.
Okay. Well, we might need two then.
Okay.
Well, how am I going to explain the location, Andre? Explain me this, then.
We'll send you some longitude latitude.
Okay.
Oh!
Is that two words? Or one word?
Yeah.
One word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it in quotes. In one word.
Well, the thing is, when you put longitude latitude in the middle of the statement like that, I think you do put it in brackets.
Yeah.
Sorry, Crazy Beard, comma, Night Guard, comma, raid, comma, latitude, longitude, comma, time, comma.
That's a lot less than 24 words.
Yeah.
Like less than 10 words.
Ooh!
Wait, bend over.
Oh.
It makes a little popping noise.
You missed the button hit the side that time.
Well, you kind of moved a little on that last one.
So I'm sure you're so emo today. You're wearing all black.
I know. Even my underwear is dark. I did laundry and I reached in. This is the last clean outfit. So every time I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's even the Happy Bunny t-shirt.
The Jehovah's Witness that came today was like, oh, do you go to school here? It's like, no. She's like, oh, you just like basketball? It's like, no. Just what was clean.
This shirt.
What's alive? What was it clean? No.
This shirt makes me look like a pothead, by the way.
It does.
Yep.
This shirt makes me look like I know somebody who works at Raintree. Oh wait, my mom does.
Your shirt doesn't really say anything.
Reason why I'm having you write this out, because I want Crazy Beard to be able to interpret.
Yes. We're well aware that there's probably going to be some misinterpretation on Tyler's part.
Well, we're going to have a group
review.
He's
got, like a 7 intelligence?
No, he's not dumb.
He just
he's
has
crazy.
A 7 wisdom. Okay, so he's got a 7 wisdom.
No, he could have a very high wisdom, too. He's just crazy.
He does what he wants when he wants.
So he is chaos. Not good, not neutral, nor evil. He's just chaos.
He is the embodiment of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He becomes the avatar of a chaotic deity. I don't know who's chaotic neutral.
Not me.
He'd go to limbo and love it. He would fight all the slots.
Many
and
words?
Laugh the 24. Whole time.
Mm-hmm. And, then go, one, two,
and then
three,
he'd go
four.
Sack the good Yankee cities.
And get drunk.
Yes.
Actually, 22, I think. I'm trying to count again.
And then go, ha ha.
Six, seven,
yes. Eight, he would like that.
If he figured out how to actually make the bubble around himself.
Two more words.
Let me see.
Read it out loud.
Night Guard, comma. Raiding ship at coordinates. Would enjoy joint effort, comma. Share loot, exception, single crate that we claim, period. See you there, Crazy Beer.
Well, don't you mean see you there, signed Superior or something?
No, it's from Night Guard.
It could be Crazy Beer, see you there.
It would be, yeah. It would be better grammar to say Crazy Beats Beer.
Well,
no, see you there, Crazy
Beer. If we're going to do it that way, it would be Night Guard at the end. I put from at the beginning and then him at the end.
Yeah, I guess.
It's made in Telegram block.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Sort of. I'm not great at Telegram.
Say that one more time.
From Night Guard, comma. Reading ship at coordinates.
Ignore the commas.
Stop.
It's a space.
Would enjoy joint effort, comma.
A pause, I should say. Commas are pauses.
Yes, you say pause.
Wait,
comma.
Okay. That's 20. How many words?
It's 22, and the
you
commas
can put,
are...
You can make that a little more... Say that first part again.
From Night Guard.
If you put, if you join us, and then it'll be 24.
No.
And it makes sense.
Anyways, from Night Guard.
Oh, who's a cute little beggar?
Pause. Raiding ship at coordinates. Stop. Oh. Would enjoy joint effort. Pause.
Would
share loot exception single crate that we claim. Pit stop.
At,
see you there, Crazy Beard.
At time.
Yes, we'll need a time.
Yes, at time.
Which would make it 24 words, exactly.
Yes.
And we'll put at time after coordinates. At.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Bolt Ricardo.
Yes.
When do we want to raid them? Midnight or something?
When are they supposed to be kind of close-ish? Well, I guess tomorrow. So I guess...
They're...
At midnight or something.
We could do it tonight.
Andre, yeah. When are they arriving here?
They're arriving tomorrow. We don't know what time. That's what he said.
But you can gather that information?
No.
Nope.
What time?
Andre's probably not even sure.
So they're arriving tomorrow. I say we hit them probably right after dusk tonight.
I think overland flight is good for that, though, because it lasts hours, doesn't it, Andre?
Well, Andre drawing, Steven will look it up.
Yeah. Sure. It's going to be expensive and probably not what we want to do.
I have swift flight.
Yeah, you can fly for 1 hour.
Overland flight is a 5th level spell. Last hour for
you fly.
Ooh, it is 5th level. That's expensive.
Yes, you can.
I
can write.
You can what?
I can
write
it. Or
it's personal anyway.
Oh.
Would you like to ride me in the battle?
Unfortunately, you're one size category too small.
No.
She's large. Large. Oh.
That's the
I thought you had to be two size categories bigger.
No. Otherwise, horses, a human couldn't ride a horse.
Yeah, horses are large.
Okay.
Can we rent a boat?
So, yes. You
fly
back,
is a third level spell.
Do we really want to engage in flying boat combat?
Well, yeah. The idea for the boat is to get to the boat and then jump on.
Oh, so you mean just like a rowboat or something?
A flying keelboat. Not a rowboat, like a flying keelboat.
Oh, it could be like that thing in your dream.
What thing in my dream?
Is that possible?
The thing
because
where you did the
rent
surfing, but
depends on what you're doing with it.
Oh, yeah.
Can we lie?
Sure,
we're
you
going
lie.
Out to
Ooh,
enjoy
I
the
lie.
Sunset. We want to go on a romantic couples cruise.
No.
Oh, why not?
We're short of mail.
Because that sounds retarded.
Yes, we are short of mail.
Why else would we be going?
We want to make a trade
Actually,
delivery,
no.
And that'll explain
it
the reason we come back.
Female, female, female.
Male, male, male.
Oh, yeah.
Well, male, undead male.
Okay. We're going to go deliver and pick up cargo.
Okay.
And that'll explain why we get attacked by pirates, why we have cargo on the way back.
True.
Okay, what are we going to take over there?
We're going to pick up cargo.
Okay. Well, we're going to go pick up some cargo and bring it back.
Okay. If we want to, we can even tell them we're going to go pick up cargo from
our wives' hometown.
Yes.
Sure.
They forgot some things.
Not that far away.
Alright. Okay. Well, I guess I don't need to bluff. Well, I kind of need to bluff.
It is a bluff. It's hiding the truth.
Do you want me to do it?
Well, you can if you want. I got a 22.
He can glib it.
Glibness.
You can glibness.
Yes.
But I got a 22.
Well, whatever. You started doing it, so you can go ahead and do it.
Assist?
You can't assist social skills.
Oh, you can't?
Really?
You can't take... Oh, yeah, and this.
As you can assist in intimidation. At least you can.
Mr. Andre?
What?
Can you assist bluffs?
It's your rules lawyer. Look it up.
he's looking it up currently.
Yeah, he's the rules lawyer. They can do it. He likes doing that kind of stuff.
Look this
pisses me off, but he likes doing it.
It keeps me entertained when I'm not doing things.
Yeah, sorry, I'm drawing. Because you guys are raiding a boat, so I kind of need to draw it. Yeah, there's a thingy right about there that Alec runs into and it crits on him.
What? So, are you expecting us to raid a boat?
But make sure it's spelled correctly.
No, I just made an adventure because I felt like it.
Hey, you totally could have not expected us to raid the boat and like waited till it got on shore.
Wait, he already did that, Ryan.
Did not?
Yes, at time.
Oh.
Children?
Yes,
children?
It was in the perfect spot because it's coordinates at time.
Gotcha.
And he said it out loud. Were you not listening?
I guess not.
Read it again.
Children?
Obviously, do I have to, that spot. So.
Do you guys have to go to your rooms?
Yes, we do.
Actually, according to this, which I think is off, you can assist with any skill.
Okay.
Which cool. I find that kind of off.
Well,
assist with tumbling.
I assist.
All right. I will assist.
Technically, it just says you can assist somebody doing a skill.
Alrighty.
It doesn't leave any exceptions.
Did you look in the skill?
It's looking specifically bluff.
But that would require me to actually go further.
Yes. He just wants to go, I can do it in anything!
No, that's just wrong.
It would be kind of annoying.
Poke! Ha ha
ha! For those at home, we are poking Alec because he's trying to fall asleep.
Is the salesman a human?
No.
Switch places with Ryan.
Yes, switch places.
All right, and this is where we'll go ahead and take our real pause. You can have this one. So, apparently, Steven and Alec are going to get oiled up and wrestle in the background.
No, that's only if you choose option A.
No, I'm good. I've already had like 5 or 6 of them.
I'll take wrestle.
Sit or move.
No, he wants all of it. He's just being nice and offering.
Okay.
I don't think that you can oil you.
Well...
I like the baby oils.
Let me see if I want to memorize anything.
Yeah, you guys will memorize any spells you need.
You can have memorization. You can have ripped up lion.
Hooray, I love ripped up lion.
It's part of it.
By the way,
okay, it's good. I do that all the time.
No, there's some spilt there.
Take it out.
At least one tile.
It happens once a game.
Yeah.
My battle map's been through so much.
It's usually my need too.
I'm telling you, we need to like gasoline it up and spray it off.
All right. Well,
by the way, I am 41 hit points down.
Okay.
We did deal over there. No, we didn't.
This meeting was 2 hours afterwards, and the next day.
Yes, I went home and got band-aided and healed. I was down
I know.
A lot.
My wife healed
go
me.
Go pay a cleric.
Well,
I'm going to need my spells.
Well, it'll be... This is in the morning.
Just to let you guys know, as you guys are getting ready to leave from the Sky Docks, because that's where you're getting on your keelboat, up walks in. Attractive elven maiden. She kind of goes, hi!
Maiden?
Maiden. She walks up to you guys. Hey. She's dressed in semi-professional clothes. Hello.
What's up?
You guys are a pain to track down. Are you? You're the night guard?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Who wants to know?
Name's Mateus Star Eyes from the NHN.
The
who?
The newspaper.
We're leaving now.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe you want to schedule a time. We're kind of busy at this point.
Oh, okay. When's a good time to catch you?
If we're still alive, say this evening.
Oh! You guys are going off and doing something?
No. No. It's just lightning might strike, you know, the island might
Trouble
fall.
Tends to fall us.
Yes.
Oh! Oh.
So, we'll see you this evening.
Alright.
Wait, it's...
Where at?
A bar?
Bar ABQ.
It's a date, then.
Ooh, Steve.
No, I'm taking my wife with me because I don't want to catch any flack when I go home. Just sit there so she knows what I said. Well, heck, she could read my mind anyway.
No, you bring the devil along. That way you make sure you're not getting in any deals.
She's probably going to be getting in a deal.
And she goes, What? Am I about to say something bad? Don't say anything. And wait 5 minutes. Okay.
I show up there with my wife, and they look like, oh, hi, it's been so long since I've seen, was it 3 centuries?
They just love you.
Right, so we leave.
Alright, so you guys... Why are you laughing like that? We have to pick up our cargo! Okay.
I'm wearing an eye patch.
No, I'm not wearing
have
an eye patch.
No, I look around. Before?
Wait,
no,
that wasn't on when you stepped on the boat.
So what? I'm like, ooh.
Did the boat just create the eye patch?
I walk away, come back, and peg leg.
Yeah, the patch is gone. You got a bit of Captain Ahab in you.
I got a bit of the Ahab complex.
I strap my giant hat to my head so it doesn't fly off.
Do we figure out what
like
kind of
foreigners? Nope. We couldn't find any information on them, right?
Nope.
They're not from the island. That's what we got.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that one.
41 minus Windwall, would you from the situation?
Yes, it would.
Well, we're attacking at night, so.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing is finding the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Great for people with dark vision.
They're going to be more than 60 feet away.
Well, we hope we are. if not... I'll be fine.
I bought 2 potions of feather fall.
So did I.
Good. Did anyone else buy them?
Sure.
I don't need one.
And
I suppose you're right, unless your wings get broken or something.
Then
how about you, Jessica? Okay. I don't see how you would need 2.
You never know.
Yeah.
Because
I fall off, then on the process of going back up to the island, my ship gets shot. You never know.
I suppose that's possible, but 2?
As he's
what
falling, and his is about, he's trying to cast it on himself, it flies out of his hand.
No, what happens, you drink it, and you're falling down,
potion.
And the mage dispels you.
Ha! I have time for that!
Unfortunately, he dispels you again.
Steven had it last.
I thought it was a scroll.
You had it last.
No, we can't.
I remember you leaving for potions.
You and I can.
Yeah, put it down.
No, I can't.
Why not?
I don't have any ranks in use magic device.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
Yes, it is.
But we can.
And it's actually counterproductive to me to put skill points in use magic device at this juncture.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because there's so many people in the group have it.
And it's...
So many people as in me and him?
And the DC is like 26 for Featherfall.
Uh-huh. And I can get a plus 6 when I level. I think. Rogues are D6 or 6 plus 9 or 6 8. Plus intelligence or 8?
8 plus intelligence.
Okay, so I have a plus 8.
To what?
All of his ranks in it.
Oh. Every rank.
Is that what you're going to do next round?
No.
Oh,
okay, I was like...
There's no need to overlap skills like that. It makes it so that one character alone kind of isn't as useful. We have to design it for a group.
Not isn't as useful?
Yes.
Example.
All right, you've smashed up, dude.
Who's smashed
Who is...
You need to learn to power attack better.
Who is being the spotter?
Not me, my ass.
I've got a 5.
I got a 15.
So you have
I
3?
Have
I got a 16.
Okay. I
think you 3 should do it. Three.
As long as... What's the range on a torch?
20 feet?
We don't want to have lights on our boat.
Then I can't see.
Actually, it is a fairly clear night. The moon is out.
Okay, so my low light vision does function.
Oh, yeah.
The idea... It's usually not pitch black when you're outside.
Because even if you have lanterns, no one likes to sail in that, because you've got 20 feet before you go, oh, fuck! Whack!
Yeah, you usually turn off all of your lights.
Okay.
So or at least
how far can I keep
all but, like, cabin lights. Weather?
Also, yeah, I mean, in this game it doesn't come into effect, but humans actually, their eyes do adjust to the darkness.
Yes.
Well, it comes into effect the fact that, you know, it's just a 20% mischance normally in dim illumination, which is what darkness is usually.
Ah.
The benefit of dark vision is you can see where there's no light.
It's just when you're totally, when you're underground, it is total darkness.
Yes.
There's no adjusting to that.
Yeah.
That's why they have those rules for total darkness, and why it comes up so often in games, because
it's dungeon
adventurers go into dungeons.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so. I got a 17.
What you looking at?
I'm just making sure it's on and clicking.
Alright.
So we're just making spot checks.
Notice.
For anyone who's looking for the ship.
33.
We're going to outdo each other and match over here.
Oh, okay.
What up, kid? Yeah.
I'm sorry, 35, actually.
Ooh, two up.
I rolled a 20.
I rolled a 17.
Oh, three.
All right, Steven. The thing you're actually looking for is you don't see Crazy Beard yet. He's not coming to get you.
Hey, I also like Crazy Beard.
Didn't he shoot you?
Yeah, but that's why I like him.
Hey, we didn't
remember. He's crazy too.
Us, right?
It's just you guys.
Okay.
You are not bringing the storm in.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And Felicity is not going out at this hour of night unless there's drinking involved.
Well, it is a pirate ship, or presumably.
Ew.
Wait, I can say.
Ew.
Well, also, they have ale.
Ew.
Party members.
Pirates are gross.
Actually, it's more like rum.
Well, rum, whatever.
Grog.
Meh.
All right,
a lot of pirates get.
You do. Spot a ways off.
At least the Caribbean ones.
There's a ship, definitely of non, you know, Tongan design.
Oh, okay. Like the Orcus thing is standing in front of the ship.
Does it have Orcus on the prowl?
Shoot, he's after us.
Hey, Superman will be playing the role of Orcus.
Hey, shoot for the front of the ship so we can get rid of Orcus.
Don't notice
he has wings.
Are those mounted crossbows?
I want to buy that.
Those are actually mounted. Well, you can't see from here. There's something sticking out over the side of the ship.
That's why I bought two. That's right.
Everybody, be quiet and let's try to under the boat.
How long does someone?
Aren't we gonna go up and meet your friends?
Oh, so
who are you?
Someone's on the boat.
The boat you're renting.
Oh, hi.
Unless all y'all know how to pilot it.
Of course we do.
I don't have pilot skills. I'm not
in D-25.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm just going to rewind a bit because we were all confused. We thought we had the boat.
Somebody with us.
Can we hire someone who doesn't care?
I can go find the captain I talked to the other day.
You mean Ahab? Well, I'm saying what you guys did is you rented a boat.
Yeah, we want to rent a boat and maybe hire someone else who doesn't care about the boat.
Okay. So you want to hire someone
to rent a boat, and then
have our own pilot.
Okay,
someone have our own pilot who we can then stay off.
You may have heard "Keep on the Shadowfell" before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
We'll be right back.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.